Tim, it's Friday. Man, how you doing today?
I'm doing much better this Friday than I was last Friday.
Yeah, tell me about it. But
how are you doing?
I just want to shout out to Patrick Beverley of the Milwaukee Bucks. Did you see any of this, Tim?
No, because we were at the theater last night. My wife and I had tickets to go see Chicago, the play, the production. So we went there, but I saw some of the highlights.
So I think it was toward the end of the game he was coming to the bench to be subbed in, you know, someone was subbing in for him, and he took a ball and he like kind of tossed it toward the fans, and nobody caught it. Hit a woman up, you know, on the side of the head, and they were kind of like and surprised, and so one of the guys just took the ball and like kind of tossed it gently. I mean, he just tossed it back to Beverley, and Beverley like literally whipped the ball back at him.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Tool. And then this is the best part. After the game, he's doing a post interview at his locker, and a woman is asking him questions. And she said, he looks up and he says, "Are you subscribed to my podcast?" And she goes, "Podcast? I don't think so." And he goes, "Well, I'm not answering any questions. So you need to basically leave. Get the microphone out of my face and leave." So I was wondering, Tim, this might be a good strategy for us.
For our podcast.
Don't talk to anybody until they subscribe to our podcast. We probably won't get anybody to talk to us anymore.
Yeah. I mean, look, you and I have talked behind the scenes for years about the division of church and state when it comes to media and how that has, the lines have been blurred so much over the last handful of years. And sometimes we don't even feel like we're journalists anymore. But at the end of the day, we are. That's our trade. That's what we went to college to do. And regardless if, and back in the day, we were in newspaper or when we first got into the industry and we're in trade magazines, you know, we've got a job to do. And that poor reporter had a job to do. And some asswipe decided to, you know, cock block her like that. That's just. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, just come on, be professional.
I mean, I think part of your job as an athlete is media accessibility. And I didn't know you could just decline an interview. I get people are heated or maybe they just don't show up for, the media portion afterward. They might get fined for it for doing that. But just to say that, like, dude, you're not listening to my pod.
Yeah, I mean it's the famous Allen Iverson. Practice? We talking practice? Yeah. Look, I get that they're inundated probably with media requests and or, you know, media after games, but it's part of their job. I mean, they're paid handsomely to not only perform on the court. Sadly, I think a part of that is to perform to the fans, and that means have access to the media, and the media is going to inundate you and bombard you with questions, and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Some are better than others.
All right, Tim, I got a quick poll here for you.
Okay.
A little quiz. You know, I know you love these. And there's two of them, and I think they might interrelate. I'm not sure. But here's the first question I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
This is from a resource called Lawn Starter.
Lawn Starter. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's a poll. It's a 2024's best cities to get stoned. Okay. I'm going to ask you what you think are the top five cities to get stoned are.
Wow. You're asking somebody that doesn't do that stuff. I'm going to guess San Francisco's number one or in the top five.
Number two, Tim. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm going to say Chicago?
Chicago is not.
Okay. L.A.?
It's number one.
L.A.'s number one? Okay. Miami?
No.
Are they all West Coast California cities?
Well, Las Vegas is third.
Okay, that makes sense.
Denver is fourth.
Oh, forgot about Denver.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
Mile High City.
it's not the altitude. Mile high. And then fifth is New York.
Okay.
So
you do have the one East Coast. Well, look, San Francisco, LA, and Las Vegas make complete sense. Although I don't know the Nevada rules with.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like here in Illinois, it's pretty accessible. You've got dispensaries. And we've got five or six in our town. And I'm sure you have one in Sycamore, if not in Sycamore and DeKalb. It's pretty prevalent to get in Illinois because our pretty lax regulations here. You have medicinal and then you have, you know, personal use, but I'm not sure if Nevada has as open policies as we do in Illinois.
Just looking at the methodology, and it's like you had mentioned, it's where recreational marijuana is legal, dispensaries, cannabis collectives, head shops, things like that.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because on this list, Rockford, Illinois is 10th worst cities to get stoned. And if you go to Rockford, like every block has a dispensary.
Well, if you go to Rockford, you have a reason to get stoned.
Well, that's right. So I would think like it would be a good place to get.
Yeah, no kidding. Stoned.
I don't know. But here's the second part of this. This is from mentalhealthrehabs.com.
Uh-oh.
And it's the happiest states in the U.S. See what I did there?
Yes, I see what you did there.
If you smoke weed, you might be a little happier. But can you guess the top five happiest states in the U.S. according to this study, Tim?
I'm going to say Vermont, number one.
No.
Oregon.
No. This is according to this
mental health.
You would be shocked at some of these top five.
Yeah, then I worry about the methodology in creating these lists. So, Florida?
That's five.
Arizona?
No.
Texas?
So, no. So, happiest state is Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that makes... Okay.
And it says the percentage of people, I guess, diagnosed with depression, it has the lowest rate. And that's just part of it.
Okay. Well, Hawaii's a good choice. I always have problems thinking, oh yeah, there's that state out in the middle of the ocean that we forget about sometimes. The 49th state or 48th state, whatever it was. 50th, I guess.
New Jersey's second.
Really?
Which I really don't get, but, third is Nebraska. Fourth is Illinois.
What the hell were they thinking?
I'm not getting Illinois that. Florida's number five.
Nebraska and Illinois, 3 and 4. That's just odd.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we both live in the state of Illinois. I've lived in the state for a good portion of my life. I've lived in many other states, though. And as much as I mean, Illinois is home. It's where I was born and raised until I was 18, and then I moved away. But I came back. It's a good state. I mean, there are things about the state I hate, but I wouldn't consider it one of the top five of those.
So it says Hawaii, obviously, therapeutic functions to of the ocean and access to natural beauty, as well as opportunities for outdoor activities and relaxation. New Jersey says the influences might be socioeconomic, such as higher quality of life, employment opportunities, but also cultural, as in areas where there's less stigma surrounding mental illness and seeking professional help is encouraged.
Okay, some of that makes sense.
Nebraska's number three due to factors such as tight-knit communities that foster strong social support networks, lower cost of living leading to reduced financial stress, and generally a slower pace of life.
Yeah, I think I've been to Nebraska many a times in my life, and I think of corn. That and the College Baseball World Series and Warren Buffett. That's what I think of when I think of Nebraska. Yeah.
Illinois, number four, based on some of those things and cultural diversity and recreational opportunities. This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone.
No, yeah, okay.
Not in the winter.
Well, I was going to say, unless you're a Cup fan. I mean, although I poke fun at that.
Yeah.
There are lots of things in Illinois. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of social. Look, Southern Illinois is beautiful. There's a lot of fun things to do in Southern Illinois. There's hiking. There's all kinds of lake water activities. So just when you get up to north, you know, anything on I-80, you think of Chicago, big city.
All right, Tim, you wanted to talk about AI a little bit, or?
Well, we had a great podcast yesterday that will be coming out either next week or the following week, where we talked to Josh Weiss with a PR agency who's very educated and knows a lot about AI and deep fakes and shallow fakes. And we discussed some of that. I just thought it was a very interesting conversation. And while I don't want to, you know, share a whole bunch, I want listeners to listen to that podcast when it comes out. What were your thoughts after you spent 45 minutes talking to Josh about the issues that are going to be, you know, abundant for small businesses in the coming years?
Well, you talked about the changing face of journalism and church and state and stuff like that. I feel like it's the changing face of PR. You know, part of PR is crisis management.
Yep.
And this is a whole new ball game when it talk about deep fakes and AI and how, you know, businesses could be subjected to just nefarious thing, people and things, and try to get money or try to create a bad review or a bad reputation for a company. Yep. It's going to be pretty big. And so it was interesting to talk to Josh, and you're right. I hope people listen to it and kind of take notes of some of the advice he gives. It was really good, I thought.
Yeah, I really appreciated some of the insights, because we think of today, we see CEOs of, you know, billion-dollar corporations going up in front of Congress talking about writing $20 and $30 million checks to like some cyber terrorist in Russia just so that they can get all their records back, or, you know, casinos being shut down in Las Vegas from cyber terrorists that are, you know, hacking into their systems. This isn't that difficult. The stuff we talked about with Josh was pretty simple things that, you know, Johnny, 17-year-old Johnny next door, or, you know, customer A, B, or C, things that can be pretty easy to fake.
Yeah. I mean, he brought up an example, which was in the news recently, of a disgruntled school employee who was let go, and he created this, I don't know if it was audio or video, of the principal saying like racist really like disgusting things, and it just turned out to be fake. The guy was fired. The principal was fired because of this. I'm not sure if he got his job back, but I mean, just that was just an example that happened like within the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's funny, today on Instagram I saw a video, and it clearly stated that this is a fake video, but it was the Los Angeles Lakers coach talking about all the things that they have to do to improve the team next year. And he was just throwing every player under the bus. You're like, all right, we know this is fake. But it was hilarious. Yeah. But there could have been somebody out there. Maybe it's some media member that doesn't really know it's a fake video, sees that and starts writing about this coach, you know, just throwing all the players under the bus after the Lakers lose in the playoffs. And you're right, it was kind of funny, but I just thought there may be somebody out here that actually believes this.
Well, I always tell my kids, like, I don't think I'd ever want to grow up as a kid right now with social media and social bullying and all, you know, all this stuff. But to your point, Tim, you made on the podcast that will be coming out soon. You said about 95% of technology can be used for good.
Yes.
And social media can be used for good. So if you filter through all the bullshit, it can be a good thing.
Now we just need to decide if John's real today or if it's just a robot.
Well, I will tell you, I'm not wearing pants. Honestly, I'm not. You asked me the other day and I had to show you I was, but I ain't.
Okay. Now you've got everybody in the audience going, okay,
I can sing it for you. I'm free balling. Oh my God.
So yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Also real quick, I don't know if anybody that's listens to our podcast has checked out John's Monday Minutes, but John started doing a Monday Minute a couple of weeks ago. And I'm curious, JP, what made you want to do this, and what are the processes for you to think about what you want to talk about in that Monday Minute?
Well, we did talk about it. We all, three of us met a couple weeks ago in South Carolina, had a really good two days of meeting.
It's just off subject, and I probably shouldn't say this, but man, there is some talent in Charleston, South Carolina.
I know. You told me like every four steps.
My goodness, there's some talent in Charleston.
But anyway, it was just kind of spawned from there, and it also created consistency on the Plumbing Perspective Instagram page where on Monday it's going to be this, Thursday is going to be an Instagram. There's a little bit of consistency so people can expect to see certain things. Other things I just post as I see it or comes in or happens. But I usually start thinking about it over the weekend while I'm getting my ass kicked in our NASCAR pool.
You're in first place, so stop.
Not for long, Tim. But anyway, that's kind of, I think about it over the weekend. I actually have a couple of them lined up already, some thoughts that are pretty good, some good video and some good pictures and stuff like that. And this one on Monday it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be pretty cool.
Well, check those out. If you haven't seen them, they're on the Plumbing Perspective Instagram account. Speaking of which, John also does a Thursday evening with our buddy Mike Prunkevich Jr. And you guys had Adam Sperry on last night. How was that?
It was good. It was good. It was it's good to get another trade perspective. He's an electrician out of Iowa.
Good dude.
And he's a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. And also, before we leave, I want you to check out, just go to our website, mechanical-hub.com, and at the top of the page, there's a subscribe to the newsletter portion. Very easy. You don't share any of your information. It's just every week you'll get stuff that I put together, Tim helps put together. It's news that we think contractors will find important.
Great videos.
Yeah. We'll direct you to YouTube or, you know, Eric's fooling around with something. So,
sump pump this week.
Yeah. So it's all for the benefit of the audience, the reader of the newsletter, that hopefully you can find something that you're like, I did not know that, or hey, this is a good tip, or something like that. So, but yeah, you can go on our website, and top of the page it says subscribe. I think, right?
Yeah, subscribe. It takes you, all you have to do is enter your name and your email. We don't ask much else.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. It's the first Friday in May. That means tomorrow's the first Saturday, May. It's one of my three favorite days of the year. You know what that means, John?
Yeah. Kentucky Derby, baby.
Kentucky Derby, baby. I will be spending a lot of time later on this afternoon watching the Kentucky Oaks, the Turf Classic. Tomorrow's Kentucky Derby and all the races leading up to the Kentucky Derby. So it's a day where I probably spend more money than I'll let my wife know that I'm betting. We will have some colorful pantaloons and shirts on.
Mint juleps.
I do not do mint juleps because I hate mint. Yeah. I just drink bourbon. Just give me bourbon. But for those that are Kentucky Derby fans, or even if you're not a fan and you just want to throw some money, I'm going to give you a couple of horses that I like. I think the favorite right now is Fierceness. He's 5-2 coming out of the 17. Fun horse, Sierra Leone, number 2 horse, and Catching Freedom, number 4 horse. Those are the three kind of top horses right now. Sierra Leone is number, it's going out at 5-1 and Catching Freedom 8-1. But two horses I do like a lot are Just Deal, 29-1 coming out of number 6, and Domestic Product coming out of the 17 hole at 30-1.
We should have a show on this based just on betting, because I used to live in Saratoga Springs.
You lived in one of my favorite cities. I love that racetrack. I love that racetrack.
For a couple summers, I lived there, and we had like access to the track. It only opens in the month of August, and kind of learned how to read one of those programs. Kind of read that, kind of look at the nuances of the track and the horses and stuff. So I understand it's going to be a dry track. So, I mean, all this stuff, got to take into consideration if it rains, a mudder.
They're going to get some rain today. It's going to be firm to sloppy today. By tomorrow, they may have a couple intermittent showers, I guess. But the track will be firm. I'm not too worried about some huge thunderstorm that's going to, create a sloppy track.
I know people go and they like the pomp and circumstance, and they're like, oh, that horse is pretty, I'm going to bet on that. Or the colors are nice. But the one thing is, look at the horse's behavior. Like before it gets in the, I don't know what they call that, Tim,
the gates.
The gates. So, I mean, if it's ornery and it's ready to go, I mean, that could be a good indicator of that horse is just ready to explode. So,
and if you want to throw a $5 bill on the long shot, it's Society Man out of the 20th gate, 59-1 as of this morning. So, there's always that, you always got to like throw a few dollars on the long shot just in case.
All right, Tim, real quick, it's May 3rd, a couple days ago, May 1st. Have you ever heard this before? Hooray, hooray, the 1st of May.
Is that something to do with the maypole?
No,
I do not know.
If you Google, because I Googled it, because I didn't know, but I'm in a group text, and they all said, hooray, hooray, the 1st of May. And people were saying, make sure the neighbors aren't watching, and watch out for poison ivy. I guess it's the rest of it is like, oh, you got to Google it. I can't remember, but it's basically having sex outdoors.
Wow.
You ever heard of that? No.
Having sex outdoors? Yeah, I've heard of that.
No, but
I have done it once or twice, but no, I never heard of hooray, hooray, the 1st of May. I was thinking you were talking about the maypole, because I remember as a kid running around the maypole with a streamer, trying to wrap the streamer around the maypole. When I was in like elementary school.
So here's the first thing that pops up. Hooray, hooray, it's the 1st of May. Outdoor screwing begins today.
Wow. I have to send that link to my wife.
Yeah. So I actually never had heard that. And these guys are all commenting. I'm like, I'm lost on this. And I looked it up. I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay. Yep. Make sure you wear the bug spray, which is not.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, poison oak, poison ivy. Yeah, don't want to get that. I'm sure it's not comfortable in the nether regions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Like John said, hit that top left button on the website. It's actually on all three of our websites, be it Hydronics Hub, Plumbing Perspective, or Mechanical Hub. Subscribe to our newsletter. We'd really appreciate it. In the meantime, bet some ponies tomorrow, win some money, drink some mint juleps, wear some pretty fancy colorful clothes, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend around the Chicago where you are, Tim. It's supposed to be nice. I think most of the country is supposed to be nice. So
it's actually Cinco de Mayo on Sunday as well. Forgot all about that.
Well, if you follow Louis the Boiler Man.
I saw that.
That was awesome. So shout out to Louis.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, it was like Taco Man. He's crazy.
He's crazy and funny.
I love that guy. All right, Tim.